DiIorio started as finance director in 2007 after 8 years in Connecticut city government and 8 in the mayor's office in New York before that. She was promoted to assistant county manager after Jones' removal in May. Commissioner Dumont Clark praised DiIorio's mix of experience.
You're a blend of both internal and external. You can hit the ground running, but at the same time, you will have that perspective of an external candidate as well.
DiIorio's appointment contained a bit of surprise because commissioners seemed ready to pick a manager from outside the county. They hired a search firm and indicated they had otherwise considered outside candidates.
At the front end of the process, I had a bias against internal candidates.
Commissioner Karen Bentley.
Because frankly, I didn't know we would have anyone internally that could really come in and drive change. Because changing a culture in an organization this size is a big task.
Over the past year, commissioners have complained about a county bureaucracy that withholds information from the board. Before firing him, commissioners openly struggled with Jones for control of meetings. In part, that relationship led to his dismissal. DiIorio promised a different approach.
I think there needs to be more of an open dialogue. I think providing information more frequently and more regularly, even if we don't have all the answers. Sometimes it's better to say, here we have a problem, we know this is going on, we don't have all the answers, but here's what we know. And I think the board really appreciate getting that kind of communication from staff.
DiIorio also talked about restoring public trust. That's in the wake of a series of high-profile county missteps, including a botched property revaluation, problems at the Mental Health Services Agency, and mismanagement at the Department of Social Services. DiIorio is the first woman to ever hold the top job in Mecklenburg County. She'll receive about $250,000 a year in salary and benefits, and she takes over on January 2nd. Current interim county manager Bobby Shields has said he will retire. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.